Welcome back to This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and this week I am joined by Town Councilor for Ward 4, Samira Ali. Now, Samira, thank you so much for joining me. Some news that was announced today is that the mayors in Halton have sent a letter to the federal government. The letter is asking for the feds to stop the CN Intermodal Hub. The hub is planned for your ward, Samira. I was wondering what your thoughts were on this.
Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to share my viewpoints on this. The CN Intermodal Hub is not welcome in Milton, and that is simply because this is a poor choice of location. The location that the CN has chosen for this intermodal hub is directly across from residential properties. And of course, with all of the pollution that is related to an intermodal, no matter where it is located, that is detrimental to the health of our residents. And so I completely endorse the point of view that the Halton mayors has given to the ministry when they are asking them to consider the health of their residents when they make the decision on this very, very important file for our town.
A big thing for Milton coming up on Monday, Samira, is the first big budget discussion of the year for Milton's council. It's been a unique year, to say the least. Why is this budget so important for residents?
Thank you, Cameron. This is a very extraordinary year when it comes to budget because it is the pandemic year and the stress on our expenses as well as our income is high. And so this year, what we are trying to do as a council as a whole is to not be so divisive because previously we've been a very divided council when it comes to budget. But this year we are trying to form some unity in how we vote on the budget, A, and B, we're trying to keep the numbers as low as we can because I know that the community is struggling when it comes to, you know, households or even small businesses. Everybody's struggling these days. And so all of the funding that is coming from the federal government in the form of CERB can only last for so long. And it's important that municipalities play their role as well. And so we're going to try to keep the numbers as low as we can, as low as possible, while we maintain the service levels that we need to maintain to provide good services for our communities and our taxpayers. So you're going to see some really good numbers that everybody will like. Who knows, we might have a unanimous vote this year on the budget.
And Samira, skipping on to our final topic for the week, we are expecting about 5 centimeters of snow today. We've had a lot over the last week or two. I know you wanted to touch on snow removal for this week. Why is it an important topic for you this week?
Thank you, Cameron. Snow removal is a very important topic because we are welcoming new residents in our ward, especially Ward 4, which is the southwest region of Milton. And as we welcome new people, these people are moving in from areas which have different protocols when it comes to snow removal. So I think it's important for me as a local councillor to remind people what priorities we have and how we manage our snow removal. So when it comes to Milton, we are on a priority basis snow removal, which means we do our primary roads first, and then we do the secondary roads, and then in the end, we do the residential roads. So the primary roads, for example, are the Dairy Road, the Ontario Street roads like that. The secondary roads are Trudeau Drive, for example, Sevelin Boulevard in my ward, and then residential roads, as we know, are all the circles and the small streets inside the community. So we go on a priority basis, and there are some conditions that have to be met. We start our snow removal 24 hours after snow stops. We start our snow removal until we have 5 centimeters accumulated on the ground. First snow is removed, and then it is salted on the sidewalks. And the sidewalk right in front of your house, you are responsible to clean it. We do not have a window removal for all of the residents. We do offer window removal for just the seniors, and that is announced in September every year, and it fills up pretty quickly. So please do not park on the street when there's a snowstorm going on or there's a significant snowfall. When you park on the street, it just causes the snow plows to go around the car, and then your neighbor has to shovel that big mountain of snow from his in front of his driveway before he pulls out his car. So just do the neighborly thing. Try to scope out the seniors in your neighborhood on your street who you can help out with some of the kids And let's just help each other get through this snow season. And I'm here to help anybody who wants to reach me. You know where to get me. There's my counselor page, Counselor Samir Ali. You can call me anytime. All of the information is on the town website, milton.ca.
Thank you so much for joining me, Samira.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Cameron.
That is Town Councilor for Ward 4, Samira Ali. Next week, we'll be bringing on Regional Councilor Colin Best to dive into the aftermath of the first meeting about budget. That'll be pretty exciting for him, I'm sure. Anyway, until then, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.